Welcome to the special edition of the Red Compass Labs After Hours podcast, recorded live at EBA Day 2022 in Vienna. As we recorded this in the midst of the hustle and bustle of the event, you will hear some background noise, which hopefully imparts some of the exciting vibe of the first in-person payments event for Europe since 2019. Enjoy!
Meinke, welcome. Your chief product officer at Bankify. Bankify provides solutions for SMEs built on open banking and demonstrates its incredible potential. Today we are recording at EBADEL. What a pleasure to attend the physical event again. Would you agree?
Yes, it feels like the first day in school when you finally get to see your classmates again. And there are a lot of people here that I haven't seen in years, and I think I can be quite specific. Most of them I haven't seen since Cybos 2019. A few people like yourselves, Julie, I've seen at Money 2020 last year. But other than that, it's good to finally talk to people instead of screens. I mean, I'm so tired of
Marika,
having...
be honest, are there any that you've seen and gone, I wish I could remember their name? It's been so long. No.
I have that problem regularly, so...
Okay, so I'm not alone.
I just want to ask, to be honest, how many of them are put on weight?
Well, it's actually quite okay, because I think everyone starts preparing for meeting people in real life a while ago, so...
But they've been on the treadmill.
Back on diet. So we are basically like almost afternoon of the first day. What are the most interesting insights you picked up from the conference so far?
Well, I've only attended a few sessions because we're only halfway day one. But I think one of the observations that I would say I made during the sessions today is that a lot has changed also because of the pandemic. It really has accelerated adoption of certain payment technologies, etc. And I think everyone's a bit on the fence as into, are we already living in the future, what's going to come next, etc. So I think there are a lot of interesting ideas for what's going to happen in the future, but I would also be interested to see how we can address some of the issues we have today, also as a consequence of the pandemic, the economy bouncing back from that, etc. And there's a few sessions I'm very much looking forward to this afternoon and tomorrow. It seems that embedded finance, request to pay are really high on the agenda, and that's something we live and breathe on a daily basis, so it's really good to see that it's something
it's climbing, right? I think people are becoming a little bit, they understand the reality of it now. It's not just a concept, right?
Yes.
The people like you guys who not only talking about it, but doing it, right?
Yeah, it's good to see it being brought to life and that it gets the attention that I think it deserves. I mean, I'm very obviously passionate about topics
biased.
Like open banking, request to pay, etc., because I really strongly believe that this can make a big difference. But I think it's really good to see that it's also high on the agenda of the banking industry. So,
fantastic.
Okay, I must ask. So you mentioned like we're talking about like, you know, today and the future as well. Obviously, like there is a lot of talk about Web 3.0, the metaverse, and so on. Are you discussing metaverse with your SMEs? Are you in the metaverse?
No. So that's one of the things I think it's really good to look at. The future and what to do next, etc. But personally, I think there are so many things that we can and have to solve today. I mean, it's a really tough time for businesses, so I very much look at the world through the lens of a small business, because our mission is to make sure small businesses can thrive and helping them. And they're suffering. I mean, the last couple of years hasn't been easy generally, but there was a lot of support from government to relieve them from tax duties and all kinds of other subsidies and programs to help small businesses, but that's slowly going away. On top of that, I mean, globally, things are not going well, and that's probably an understatement. Both businesses and consumers are suffering. So I'm thinking, for me, I'm very much about what can we do today to help those businesses survive in some cases and make them thrive in the future. So of course, I mean, it's very interesting to look at the metaverse, at stable coins and all of that, but I'm more of a hands-on what can we do today to make small businesses' lives better type of person. So
yeah, I think it makes sense. In fact, like, you know, speaking about today, last week a press release was issued on Finextra about NatWest making viable recurring payments, VRPs, available to business and consumer, and becoming the industry's first firm to go beyond the requirement to offer VRPs for account switching. What is your opinion on this?
I am so cheering for NatWest.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for variable recurring payments for a long time, so from my product point of view, it's been something that's so high on my wish list because it can serve so many different use cases. And one of the things that I have to say is I started appreciating much more about open banking. So we started out in the UK. We have the open banking infrastructure in the UK that's widely available, etc. It was a perfect launching pad for our solution. We're now moving into different countries where there is no open banking. And it really made me appreciate how open banking can democratize services for small businesses. A simple example, if you want to be able to receive a payment without open banking, you need to onboard as a merchant, with an acquirer. There's a whole process that you need to follow, so it's very involved. And if you're running a business, you care about, you know, the gardening, running your shop, doing IT consultancy, whatever it is you do, but, you know, being able to accept payments and trying to work that out is so hard. And I think with variable recurring payments, it's going to have the same effect, but then on what's today's service with direct debits or recurring card payments. And it's really like a low entry level capability, and it makes this type of service available to a much wider audience. And again, trying to help small business, I'm all in favor of that.
Potentially bringing things to market that were only available to big corporates on a global basis right now. Suddenly everyone's treated the same, right? Democratization,
like you said.
And to be fair, like, speaking about, like, you know, VRPs, for me, even as a customer or consumer making payments, I was so much looking forward to it, you know, on some of the things, like, you're saving and do not have to worry about this, where all this payment is done, and now that they extended as well the authorization, like, you can have the payments being taken without, like, every 2 seconds authorizing the third party to access your data and so on. So I cannot imagine literally, like, how big this change is for SMEs. Like I said, because even as a consumer, for me, it's big.
Yeah, but imagine you have a business that's based on some sort of subscription, like you're a personal trainer, or you have a gym, or you're a sports team, or whatever. There are so many examples. Today, you either charge up front for the whole year, and then it's often a hurdle for people because they have to pay an awful lot of money up front. If you can offer them flexibility, they're more likely to join your service. So it really has a lot of potential, I think.
Yeah, and I think, like, you know, we often, actually Mike and I often speak about invisible payment, particularly like when we run our future payments workshop. And I think for me, like, literally VRPs are helping in this one because, like, you know, you just request the payment, you pay for it, this is easy, no question asked, and so on, right? And I think it's been interesting to see, like, the number of times these days where I'm taking a taxi and I'm walking out of the taxi, like yesterday we took a cab and I walked out of the taxi and the guy was like, sorry, you haven't paid. For me, this is really the concept of, like, you know, invisible payment. I'm so used to having the payment being paid that actually you don't think of the act of paying. I think for an SME, this is quite critical because, like, this is how you effectively, like, make sure that you create stickiness with your customer and so on. And
Yes, that, and even another benefit which is very invisible unless to the SME. So one of the things that are so time consuming if you run a business is reconciliation of your invoices with payments. So with variable recurring payments, the trigger of, you know, getting the payment also comes from the SME, which means that it all can nicely be tied into their bookkeeping, etc. And from a time savings point of view, efficiency, less room for human error. And also, I mean, who likes, like, manually trying to match and reconcile what has been paid, etc. It's a waste of time.
They don't need to be an accountant as well as an entrepreneur,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, and I mean, I've got a lot of respect for accountants, but I think there's more interesting things to do than manually reconciling, you know? And even I think accountants would agree, because they would love that to be automated and focus more on financial advice rather than, you know,
repetitive value-added work, right?
Exactly. Yeah,
that's the point.
Exactly.
You want to do things that matter and change the world and solve the problems
that
we were talking about earlier, right?
So switching gears a bit, Europe has launched a consultation on PSD Suite. If you could change some of PSD2, what would you change?
Well, so we're actually responding to that consultation because it's a public consultation. I think there are some really good questions that are being asked. But one of the things that I was really happy to see as part of the questionnaire is that it opened the scope around SME financing. So I think PSD3 could really be an opportunity to go beyond purely payments and account information, but move into open finance. The scope that's being proposed, or that's what the questionnaire is about, is much broader, and I think this is where the industry needs to go, because the more rounded the picture is, the better you can service customers as a bank, but also as a third party. So, well, depending on how other participants would fill out the questionnaire and what's being picked up, I think the types of questions that are being asked are very relevant. Broadening the scope is the right thing to do as far as I'm concerned. So it's also looking at insurances, investments, savings, etc. A few things that I would like to see broaden scope, and I think the UK is actually setting an example in some domains. So variable recurring payments, love it. It should be available.
It should be mandatory.
In PSD3 as well. But there are other things like confirmation of payee.
Yes.
I know there are some local initiatives there, but I think this would help the industry, but also the end users a lot, because it builds in that additional security, it reduces the risk, but also if the infrastructure is there to check if you're paying the right person or business, why not also make this available? And I think the same with KYC. There's a lot of talk about KYC utilities.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, there is no competition in KYC. It's all of us need to make sure that we know who we're doing business with. Why can't we share that? So if there's one addition or a few additions to the current consultations, those would definitely be them.
I think one certainly something that we've been speaking about recently, which may lead on from that, is the way we see, you know, instant payment schemes being connected across borders, creating, you know, different corridors now that are instant to instant. And I think, you know, maybe some of those things would really help in thinking about, you know, confirmation of pay that works across borders.
Yep.
Oh, fantastic. It'll not just contribute to the domestic safety, but potentially provide an opportunity on a global stage for instant payments to go that next level.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think, like, you know, for me, thinking of confirmation of pay particularly, if you think of the future, you see, like, to your point, my instant scheme moving to I only need a phone number to initiate a payment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like, how do you verify this? So having proxy plus confirmation of pay together, this is actually the way, like, this is the future of payment. Right?
Yes. But I think with the consultation that's on the table, for me, it's definitely heading in the right direction. One of the challenges that I think are still there, but I'm not sure if it could even fit under a payments regulation, is that if you look at the ecosystem of the small business, you also have other players like online accounting packages. And they are not subject to any rules or regulations to allow sharing of data with the right consents and all of that good stuff, which is fine, but it also allows these types of providers to even charge for data, which I think creates a bit of an imbalance.
Yeah, it's not a level playing field.
No, while the financial industry is subject to regulations and all of, you know, these banks need to make account information available free of charge, they cannot make money out of it, and then to me, that's something that still feels a bit off. But that's going to be a tricky one to bring that under any regulations, I would assume.
Absolutely. And I think it's always a topic of discussion, right? Is it same business, same rules or not? So
Same business, same rules, same regulations.
Yeah, lots of debate around this. Well, thank you so much for your contribution today and all your insight.
Thank you for having me.
At Red Compass Labs, we exist to help open the doors of finance to all and to protect those who enter. I hope today's discussion sheds some light for you on the fascinating future of payments that is unfolding all around us. We really appreciate the support of our audience, so if you've enjoyed this discussion, please show your support by giving us a thumbs up, hitting subscribe, and clicking on the bell to get notified when new content arrives in future. Also, don't be shy about giving us feedback. We really appreciate your comments and suggestions for topics and guests. That's all for this time. Catch you on the flip side.